Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
I'm nationwide. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. We're in beautiful downtown Cleveland, Ohio. I'm sitting in front of Charlie Anderson. Charlie is the president of Meadville, Western Crawford County Chamber of Commerce, which is about 90 miles due east of here.
Correct.
And Charlie is a guy that I've gotten to know over the last year or so, and he has the distinction of having one of the oldest chambers. I think it may be the second oldest. I heard recently about another chamber that was a little bit older, but they're about to celebrate their 200th anniversary as a business association in beautiful downtown Meadville, Pennsylvania. Charlie, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here, Charlie, and congratulations on almost 200 years.
Almost,
you think
yeah.
You guys are going to make it?
Yeah, I think we are. I intend to be around. Actually, February 5th.
February 5th.
Will be the exact date.
And I'm going to be up there helping you guys celebrate.
That's right. I even brought along a sheet of paper for you to look at. And if you can read the way this is written, you're a better man than me.
Oh, my goodness. Holy mackerel.
That's a copy
now
of
that
the
photograph oath. Goes back to what year? You know?
1819.
No, it would be 1819 because it's a photograph, but it goes way back. And then, folks, I'm looking at the original language that the talk is from the Messenger, and it talks about the monthly meeting of the Meadville Society of the Encouragement of Domestic Manufacturers and other arts to be held at the, at somewhere, I can hardly read this, but how about that? Establishes this thing. In 1807,
we had a historian look all that up.
And, wow!
And she gave me the copy of that original out of the Messenger, which was there, and that was the Thursday, February 5th, 1807. And it's just amazing. A lady named Ann Stewart did the study of our history,
right?
And a gentleman named Alden, he was president of the board of directors, and It was pretty interesting. The more she's got into this, the more entertaining it's become.
How many people do you know? How many people were citizens of Meadville back in those days?
Yes. Back then, there was in the whole county, and Meadville was 457 people. Were 14,000.
How many now?
14,000. 13,900 to be exact.
13,900.
And then in the whole county, and it's a pretty good sized county.
Yeah.
And they took a population check in 1810. There was 6,150 people. Interesting. The products, and this is always it becomes entertaining. They made 70,000 pounds of maple sugar that year, 53,000 yards of linen goods, and 16,000 of woolen. The spinning wheels and the first mulling wheel were established in 1810.
Wow.
But more importantly, 10 years later, they did the same thing. Meadville grown from 457 to 634 people. And the county population had grown from 6,000 and on up. They
yeah.
didn't have the exact number. But here's what gets everybody's attention. The products were sugar, 89,000 barrels. Whiskey, 23,792 gallons. That's the one everybody remembers. They made Meadville rye whiskey then.
Is that right?
And in a little area called Valonia, which was just a little like a suburb of Meadville.
Right.
Meadville is big now. But Valonia made it, and they had made Meadville rye whiskey. Well, it was a Meadville, Tennessee, and they sued them for using their name.
Is that right?
So Valonia asked Meadville, Pennsylvania, to adopt them. So they merged, and that eliminated the lawsuit.
Solved that intellectual property challenge. Well, now, Charlie, contrary to what one of your friends said yesterday, you actually were not part of that original group, right?
No, I wasn't. There's been some, especially in the community, there's some accusations. I was there to help start this.
almost 200 years ago.
My third time around.
What is Meadville known for these days?
We've had a reputation of manufacturing for years, strong tool and die. What we make is, in our area, is called the jewelry in northwest Pennsylvania. Erie, Pennsylvania makes big stuff. A lot of the big cities make big stuff. Our people take what we call jewelry. They take a hair out of your head and split it a couple times.
Is that right?
And that's how fine a work they do.
Wow.
A lot of aeronautical stuff, and that is producing a lot of medical supplies.
And the Small Business Person of the Year that the SBA chose for 2006, we introduced on this show a few months ago, Eric Hoover. Is on this show, and he's one of your citizens, one of your members, isn't he?
That's right.
He's a great guy. You should have. Were you there? Were you in D.C. when he got his award?
No, I was not.
You should have seen him with the president. That was a cool moment. I'll never forget that. Stand by, Charlie. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Charlie Anderson. He's with Meadville Chamber of Commerce. They're about to celebrate 200 years in business. Stay with me. I'll be right back. They don't explode. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Cleveland, Ohio, helping the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives celebrate their 2006 convention. We were in St. Louis last year. We're going to be in Sacramento next year. And anything I can do to help Chamber of Commerce executives help you small business owners, I'm going to do it. And then you got to do your part, though. Folks, you got to join your local Chamber of Commerce. And if you're already a member, what are you doing? Are you on a committee? Have you volunteered to be a board member? Have you gone over and said, what can I do to help? Believe it or not, folks, you may not realize this, but the Chamber is you. It's not Charlie Anderson with Meadville Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber is not part of the government. The Chamber is not some vapor out there, just some nonprofit. The Chamber is the members, isn't it?
Yes, it's all the members, and it's amazing the number of people think we're a government agency, and we really have to dispel that right away.
If you walked up to some members and asked them about that, I think they'd say they think the Chamber is part of the government.
Right.
It's like an entitlement. Folks, the Chamber lives and dies by your participation.
Lives and dies by it. We have a lot of advocacy we do in our Chamber. Try to present networking opportunities, give those members a chance to get with other members. But because, you know, I honestly feel that the job I'm in, I'm dealing with the sharpest people around in the business community.
Absolutely.
They're great people, and the Chamber is the resource, not only in your own community, but all the way up the line to international. It's the business. And in fact, if I'm a lot of overseas countries, if you don't belong to the Chamber, you're not considered a legitimate business.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. In fact, there are a lot of foreign chambers represented here at the convention.
I was surprised at that. I was looking at the notes.
20 or 30, I think.
Yes, sir. I mean, from China, from a number of different countries. Turkey.
The International Chamber of Commerce Convention is going to be in Turkey next year.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
I might try to go to that. You want to go?
Well, I wouldn't be. I might go with you.
We ought to load up and go over there. I may try to broadcast from over there.
Well, we did. I met one for representing the Russian area yesterday.
I saw those people.
I was in the 5-minute networking. I went to that for a while, and the lady was from Kiev.
I met that lady on the elevator.
Okay.
And she was speaking Russian to her husband, and she looked over at me, and I said, "Are you from Russia?" She says, yes, and her face got white, her eyes got real big, and she says, "You understand?" And I think she may have been saying something about Americans, I don't know, because I think she was surprised, and I just recognized the language. I said, "No, I recognize." You know, and I think she was happy because I think she was afraid I'd understood what she said. Okay, so what's the big deal in Meadville these days?
A lot of activity going on. There seems to be a lot of building going on.
Construction?
A lot of construction. Our Meadville Medical Center is building a brand new cancer treatment center. In fact, when I left, they were had a township meeting that night to get an okay on the land and the parking. X number of parking places for size of the building,
right.
Stuff like that. Codes, zoning and codes you go through. But they're doing that. A lot of the companies, including Eric Hoover's, by the way, mm-hmm. are looking to expand again. So Eric's doing something right.
Now, what big companies do you have there? Anything significant?
We don't have anything large.
So you've had to really, you've always had to rely on small businesses.
Correct. It's always been small business. The biggest employers are the medical center, the county government, and the school district.
Which are local people.
Right.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, we have channel lock pliers. You've seen the blue handle pliers.
I've used those many times.
And there are several hundred people, like around 500.
Right.
And then you've got Dad's products, which is Dad's dog. It used to be dog food. Now they've added cat food.
Okay.
That's right. That started out in his kitchen. Making
locally
dog food.
There in the area?
Locally, yeah. They're east of the Mississippi in how they operate up and down the line. They keep expanding, keep growing. They make a lot of products for other companies, names that are on the bag, but they're made in Meadville.
What is the chamber doing to help at Meadville to help your small business members?
We're constantly surveying and trying to find out what their needs are and what their wants are. One of the areas was with banks. About 2 months ago, I put together a meeting with real estate people and some bankers and a couple of manufacturers. A long story made short on this whole thing is that if you have a 5,000-square-foot building, the banks and the lending institutions will give you your money. If you have a 50,000-square-foot building, they won't give you that value.
Right.
And the answer by the banks is that I can sell a 5,000-square-foot building. I have a tough time selling a 50,000. So we had to bring them together with the state senator,
mm-hmm.
A gentleman named Bob Robbins, and make everybody understand why the differences and how we're going to work on this.
All it took was somebody to get together, somebody like you to put those people together.
Correct.
To solve a problem. And it was a big problem, but the solution wasn't that hard to figure out, was it?
No, and they're working on making even more solutions to it, so these companies can expand without using their own cash to go forward. So that was just one little thing we do. Right now it's coming up election, so we've been taking all the elections and bringing in both people, not side by side, separately, so they can speak freely. And for either breakfast, lunch meetings, or coffee meetings.
How are the politicians treating small business owners in your area? I want you to hold on to that thought.
Sure.
That's a question I'm going to ask you when we come back after these messages. Take back with Charlie Anderson. We're going to talk about a little bit about politicians, but then we're going to talk about what are we going to do to celebrate 200 years in business. The Meadville Chamber of Commerce is going to be 200 years old in February of next year. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and having a great visit with our friend Charlie Anderson, president and CEO of the Meadville Western Crawford County Chamber of Commerce, about to celebrate 200 years in business next February the 5th, 2007, they'll be celebrating. Charlie, I'm looking forward to being there with you guys.
Well, we're looking forward to having you because I think you're the one that's instructed me that you need to blow this up because there isn't many businesses around.
I think this needs to be a big deal. I think the world needs to know about a 200-year-old Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I meant what I said yesterday. I want to get involved and do some things in the meantime, see if we can't get you guys some extra press coverage on that. We need to get the president involved. You need to hear from the president of the United States. And I think that's a great thing. By the way, I just had Tim Sheehy in from Milwaukee. He said they're only 175 years old.
Yeah, they're just a pup.
Poor guys.
Just a pup.
We're looking forward to it. And you want to tell us about some of the things that are going to be happening?
Well, we just put a committee together. I got two co-chairs. One's a publisher of the paper and a lady named Jeannie Moriant, who has been a former board member, and she's coming back on the board. So it's good timing.
Right.
And then a gentleman named Red Van Horn, who works for First Energy. It's called, it goes under the tag Penelec in our area.
Right.
And they're the co-chairs, and I got a past president named Clark Hoffman, who used to run Alltel. So I've got some shaker movers.
All right.
A lady named Mary Mulligan Haynes, who puts on the Rural Electric annual meeting with about 3,000 people. So I've got her vote. So I've got some shaker movers heading up the committee. We're going to start here pretty quick in the fall, kicking off with some stories in the media. And our JCs in our area have what they call the biggest nighttime Halloween parade in Pennsylvania. So we're planning on putting a float in that and having any of the ex-presidents or chairman of the board that want to ride on it.
Well, I don't think the chambers should wait until they have a 200th anniversary to celebrate themselves.
Right.
Chambers are a wonderful organization. I don't know where this country would be without chambers of commerce and the members who are the chamber and small business owners. As you know, I don't have to tell you, 90+ percent of all chambers of commerce across the country are made up of small business owners.
That's exactly right. And I'm a former small business owner. So
right.
One of the advantages I had when I took the chamber job or the position was I had been in business before.
Right.
And so I knew what business people are looking for, and I still do. I have great respect for anybody in business. I don't care if it's large or small, because it's a life on its own.
Even big chambers are correct. Small businesses.
Yes.
Aren't they? Even big ones.
Detroit and Los Angeles chambers, I heard presentation yesterday from both of their presidents of their operations, and they were explaining about, we're no different than you. Yes, we have some big members, but we have mostly our smallest.
They still probably only got 40, 50 employees.
Correct.
You know? Let me ask you, we were talking a minute ago about politicians. Do politicians stay out of the way of small businesses in your area, or are they getting in the way?
No, they stay out of the way. We make sure of it.
How do you do that? There are people leaning in right now to the radio to hear what you're going to say.
We stay pretty close to all the politicians. I know them all. I make it a point to stay in contact with all of them. We invite them into opportunities to speak or to attend a function. We make sure they're fully aware of all of it, and that's kind of how we do it. We have a strong tooling machining association in our area, in Northwest Pennsylvania. And I've always felt, and I don't hide the fact, with our chamber membership, we represent about 15,000 people in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, we're less.
That's a lot of votes, isn't it?
It's a lot of votes. And between that and the Tool and Machine Association, which is pretty strong also, we get together, the two organizations, periodically. We say, you know, we need to talk to these people. We can control an election.
Right.
Now, we don't get too involved in that unless we have to.
Right. Charlie, I got about a minute left. What would you like to say to people out there who, small business owner who maybe hasn't joined the chamber yet? Maybe no one's asked them recently. Maybe they've never asked them. What would you say to them?
Well, most of the time that's true. Somebody hasn't asked them and approached them on being involved with what I think is the greatest business organization around. And as I alluded to before, I've been in business before. I was in a bunch of organizations. I know who can help you and who can't. The Chamber of Commerce can definitely be an advocate for you. Not only will you be listed in the membership guide, and listed in every periodical thing that goes
right.
around. But when they have a function, you can get there and promote yourself. And if you don't carry business cards and hand them out, you're crazy.
Right.
But you need to get out there and be involved.
Network.
Get on a committee, and you'll have fun because you're working with other business people. You share thoughts and ideas. You can solve HR problems, human resource, for
right.
those that aren't members that don't know what that is.
Right.
We have a lot of small businesses that don't have a human resource person. We have an agreement with a couple of big companies that any of our members that have a problem, if I can't solve it, then I give them the phone number.
And only the chamber is going to help you with things like that.
Correct.
Charlie Anderson, congratulations on the great job you're doing there in Meadville.
Thank you.
Congratulations on 200 years. I'm going to be saying that a lot more over the next 6 months, and I'm looking forward to being with you guys in February.
Well, we'll have you there, and we'll have a little fun, and we'll celebrate. We'll have a big cake. Maybe you'll be the one to jump out of the cake.
There you go. Charlie Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, with Meadville Chamber of Commerce. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back in a few minutes on the other side of the news. We got a lot more to come from Cleveland, Ohio.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.